Taka, and my apologies. In my old habits die hard, I mentioned that Nathan would have the news. Of course, Nathan is watching soap operas and eating bonbons, I guess. I'm not quite sure what Nathan's doing, but we are delighted to have you here on Maryland Morning. And everybody, we are delighted that you're listening. I'm Tom Hall. In 2010, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake introduced with great fanfare a program called Vacants to Value, which she intended to eliminate blight, to pressure landlords, to maintain their properties, and to make it easier for individual homeowners and developers to renovate unoccupied homes and revitalize distressed neighborhoods. Next week, the city will host a Vacants to Value Summit at the Baltimore Convention Center, with tours of neighborhoods for potential investors and workshops about how to finance and buy city-owned properties. A couple of days ago, the Able Foundation published a report that is the first attempt to thoroughly assess the effectiveness of this program. The author of that report is Joan Jacobson, who spent 10 months examining the Vacants to Value initiative, and she joins me this morning in Studio A. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning, Tom.
So let's start with just a little thumbnail sketch. What is the Vacants to Value program supposed to do?
Okay, the Vacants to Value program is supposed to eliminate blight, according to the City Housing Department, and it's done in several ways. One is the city finally streamlined its method of selling its own vacant properties to people who will renovate them. Then they cracked down on private owners of vacant houses through citing them for $900 violations, hoping that will get them to renovate the houses. But they then put them in a very complex legal system called receivership, whereby the city sues the owner, tries to get the owner to come to court to agree to renovate it. If they don't, a district court judge takes the house away from them under a law in the city's building code and has it auctioned by a receiver, which is a nonprofit called One House at a Time. They sell it at auction to someone who's pre-qualified who will renovate it. Very long process. The city's filed about 1,800 lawsuits in the first 4 years. By now, it's more than 2,000. It can take 3 years from the time the city sues the owner to the time a house is completed. So there are only a few hundred of these that are done, but it is a good system mm-hmm. that they've put in place.
Because the thing is, the city was built, you're right in your report, the city was built for 1 million people.
That's right.
There are about 620,000 people, and anybody
right.
who's spent, you know, half a second in the city of Baltimore knows there are an awful lot of houses that simply are unoccupied.
Right.
They're
right.
vacant. They are, you know, they attract all sorts of nefarious activity and crime and poverty, et cetera.
Right. And the program also involves demolition. They are demolishing hundreds of houses as part of the program as well.
But ironically, I mean, you do give in this report a fairly mixed review to the effectiveness.
Yes.
Ironically, the number of vacants in the city has actually increased since this program went into effect 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's really very telling. Even though some of the select neighborhoods where Vacants to Value is targeted, the number of vacants has gone down. But overall, during the first 4 years of the program, the number of vacants that the city counts, which is less than the real number, went up more than 500.
Let's talk about this real number. And first of all, we should say that the problem of vacant housing has been around way before Mayor Stephanie Rawlings.
Oh, but, yeah.
And this goes back to the D'Alessandro administration in the, you know, 40 years ago.
Right.
There have been all sorts of other city initiatives to try to address this. I mean, in the Schaefer administration, there were the dollar houses.
Right.
You know, you were giving people a dollar. For example, let's talk about what's the difference between the dollar house program of the Schaefer administration and a Vacant to Values initiative?
The big difference is money. The homesteading program, the dollar house program, had millions of dollars in city money and federal money that were loaned at very low interest rates to people who would be owner occupants only. And the money was administered by the city government. So you had city officials holding the hands of the people renovating these houses. Money was not released to contractors until work was done. It was very labor intensive and very, and the city paid for this. Now there is very little money to do this, which is why the program has not been as successful. The city's claims that in the first 4 years, nearly 1,600 properties were renovated, I found was not correct. Many of the houses on their list had nothing to do with the program. Some renovated predated the program, and many did not have building permits for renovation. So
in other words, the way the city is counting the efficacy of this program is different than you decided to count it or that others have counted it.
Well, it's different from what they said they would do. They said this program would trigger the renovation of, they said, first 1,000 properties in the first year, and that was not possible. The city was still suffering from the recession. There was very little private or public money to renovate houses.
Yeah, this is 2010.
2010, it was a rough time.
Yeah.
Still rough. So the city's now saying that anything with an occupancy permit that had a vacant building notice is part of their success of vacants to value, and I don't think that's fair. I think that's not what they said they would do and not what they said they did do.
How about even the discrepancy between the number of vacants we have? I mean, everybody says
yes.
When you have a problem,
right.
the first step is define the problem.
Well, right.
You know, that number is bandied about somewhere in the 16,000
right.
Number. What do you think of the veracity?
Okay, well, the 16,000, it's actually right now closer to 17,000. Those are only the houses cited by city building housing inspectors as vacant. So they have vacant building notices. There are far more. The Census Bureau counts about 46,000, but those include individual apartments. The Baltimore Neighborhood Indicators Alliance at the University of Baltimore, they estimate the real number of vacant buildings is around 31,000.
31,000.
Yeah,
so it's double.
Yes, it's nearly double the real number of vacant buildings and or unoccupied buildings. The census uses a rule if there's been no mail delivered to a property for 90 days, they call it unoccupied.
Joan Jacobson joins me in the studio on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. We're talking about her report for the Able Foundation about the Vacants to Value program, a program that the Stephanie Rawlings Blake administration has been touting. The mayor went to the White House talked about this program. It's gotten a lot of national attention. It's not that it's all bad. I mean, there are some neighborhoods that have benefited
yes.
rather significantly from this.
Yes, that's correct. Oliver, Greenmount West, Reservoir Hill, McKeldry Park, Patterson Park, they have benefited from this program. It is a really good foundation. The next mayor should not sort of throw it out, especially the receivership program, which really is working. And I'm guessing in 10 years, they could really see accomplishments through receivership.
Let's talk a little bit about what that process is. It goes to essentially a third party and then
yes.
gets sold.
That's right.
But it takes a long time to get a property into receivership.
Well, it does because the city has to file suit. The city, because the property is eventually going to be taken away from the owner and the owner will not be paid for it, they have to make every effort to find the owner, every effort to bring the owner to court. And if the owner shows up and says he or she is going to fix it, the judge has to give that person time to begin. And then if nothing happens, they take it away. So that can take many months, that whole process. And then they give it to One House at a Time, which is this really great nonprofit that holds auctions to sell the houses to pre-qualified buyers. And then you have to wait for whoever buys it to get building permits and start work. And that can take a long time.
Sure. And it's tricky business when the city's going in and saying to a homeowner, we're going to take your house. I mean,
right.
even if this is an absentee
yeah.
landlord who lives in Colorado, who hasn't been back to Baltimore in 10
right.
years, and
right.
who's abandoned the house,
right.
essentially.
Right.
You write also that this program, Vacants to Value, does not address the affordable housing crisis.
That's correct.
They're not related.
That is really correct. As the housing commissioner and his deputy say, it's a blight elimination program first. Whether or not the houses are occupied by owner-occupants or renters is not their major concern. And whether or not they find a way for low-income people to come in and rent them or buy them is not a priority. I mean, I'm just saying that as a result. They have not said that. But they really need to address this affordable housing crisis in the city.
Sure, but that's sort of a separate issue in a lot of ways.
Well, yeah, but the next administration really needs to do that.
Yeah. Real quick as we finish up, some recommendations. One of them has to do with financing. Luke Broadwater had a piece in The Sun just this morning where the mayor says that they found a $75 million deficit in the city budget, and she's asking departments to
right.
cut across the board 5%.
Right.
You know, the city doesn't have any money. That's no new news. But what
right.
do you think can
well,
be done?
Well, the city can, I mean, I think the city does have money they can shift, and they to use it. Also, the governor has said he would like to help demolish vacant houses. He can put in state money, and as well as finding private private lenders to give money toward a fund to renovate houses. And that's hard, but they really need to seek that out.
And let's be clear about what the money would be used for.
To renovate the houses.
To actually fix the houses.
Yes.
Yeah. And the neighborhoods that have been targeted are also not necessarily the most blighted neighborhoods
that's
in the
right.
city.
That's right. The most blighted neighborhoods are not part of Vacants to Value.
All right. More on this as this story continues. Joan Jacobson, great job on the report. Appreciate your coming by.
Thank you.
Joan Jacobson is a former reporter for the Baltimore Sun, the author of a new report published by the Able Foundation on the City of Baltimore's Vacants to Value program. The Vacants to Value Summit takes place Wednesday and Thursday of next week at the Baltimore Convention Center. We'll have a link to the report and to more information on the summit on our website, WIPR.org/Maryland Morning. Coming up after a break for the news, WIPR's Mary Rose Madden joins me to talk about her series On the Watch. She's keeping an eye on the relationship between Baltimore's African-American community and the police.